Hello, 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 Power Kids, and welcome to a special edition of the Power Kid Podcast. I am your host, Phil Albritton. The Astra Show in Columbus, Ohio was a complete success. Thank you to the organizers and all of the attendees that made it such a great time. It was good to spend time with old friends and colleagues and get together once again. It's so good to just see the industry getting back together face to face, shaking hands, sharing stories, and selling product. I had a great time presenting our brand new product line called Little Wish Lanterns. It's a girls collectible that was specifically built for specialty retail. It checks all the boxes. It's light up, it's blind box, and it gets kids thinking about others and thinking about their own emotions and wishes and thoughts. And we just had such a great response to Little Wish Lanterns at the show. Thank you for all who came out and reviewed the product. Thank you for all those store owners who came out and bought the product and our beautiful display. We made so many great connections, and we continue to have really big plans to build the Little Wish Lanterns brand. Expect Little Wish Lanterns to be rolling across the country in specialty stores in all 50 states. If you didn't get a chance to see it, I would love a chance to show it to you. Reach out to me, Phil@PowerKidDesign.com, and I'll show you a fantastic new girls collectible that is hot, hot, hot. Also, I'll mention, did you see Fidget About It from Continuum Games? That is my new game invention that gamifies fidgeting. You're going to love it. Wait till the end of the show and you're going to hear a really fun advertisement for Fidget About It. Check that out as well. Letter Together, another game that I invented with Continuum Games. Did you see Go Big or Go Broke with Chrissy Fagerholt? We have a great short form interview with her in this episode. What you're going to here now is a selection of conversations that I had around the showroom floor. There are many, many exciting companies and items, but these are some that caught my eye and I got especially excited about. You are going to hear from Adam Hockerman at Fat Brain, Karen Herman from Handcrafts, Julian Amason from Phantasma Toys, Chrissy Fagerholt from EAP, Jan Marie Zawitz from Tangle, Dan Hakim from ItCoins, and Eric Child from Tube Blocks. Thank you all for tuning in and your support of the Power Kid Podcast. And now enjoy these short interviews. On with the show. I'm standing here with Adam Hockerman at Fat Brain Toys. Super excited to talk to you. I think you've had a great show. I've been watching the booth, lots and lots of interaction. You've got a great new product. And of course, Fat Brain is a long-time staple in specialty toys. Kids just love it. Parents just love it. So tell me about something new, Adam.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. Glad to be here. Of course. It's been a terrific show, and we've been really excited to show off the work that we've been doing for the last year. Certainly the highlight of the show, we're standing in front of what we call Air Tubes. Air Tubes is a toy inspired by similar museum installations at children's and science museums across the country, where you can place a ball or a scarf into a network of tubes that's powered by air pressure, and it zips around, and kids love watching that. So we took that to the home environment with our product, and we're highlighting it here today at Astra 2023.
That's fantastic. So kids can build their own tube network, like a hamster track, in essence, right? And there's an air pump attached to it, and it pushes this ball through the tubes. And the display you have, guys, I'm going to describe it. It's just this massive network of pipings and tubes. It looks like a fantastic science experiment happening right here. And so what are our price points? What do you expect the customers to buy into, and the expansions and all of that?
Fair enough. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It does look a little bit like a hamster tube network. Of course, these tubes are not brittle and can't be broken, but The product is a high-end product, so the base set, which comes with the unit and a whole bunch of tubes and corners, a T-joint and a funnel, is $140 retail, and then we'll be selling expansion packs, which consists of additional tubes and corners, and those are TBD, but somewhere in the $40 to $50 range.
Extremely, extremely cool. Adam, I'm going to shout out Ribbon Ninja back here. I know it's not a new product, but it is absolutely one of the favorites in our house. It is a simple, easy thing to pull out at any time with any amount of kids and just start having fun. We do flag football, and we play on the trampoline, and we're playing in the yard. I think that product has gotten my kids outside more than any other product in our house. So thank you for that. Talk about Ribbon Ninja.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to hear that. In fact, we revised Ribbon Ninja this year. Packaging update, we added the headbands to make sort of a more immersive play experience. And in fact, this is one of the items that's going to be going to Target this year. So, you know, while this is a specialty show, we're glad to have the opportunity to get this out to a broader universe of people, and we hope that it's successful in that channel as well.
Fantastic. Again, the most used probably of any product in our home right there.
Glad to hear. Hey,
it's really, really great. I know you've had great success with Hey Clay. I've seen that in a lot of specialty environments, and I've seen great displays in like My Learning Express in Nashville, for example. They love this product. Tell me about Hey Clay.
Hey Clay is a really special product. I don't know if you know this, but it's a Ukrainian company, you know, and we've obviously been sympathetic to the situation that's going on there. They're okay, and they've been persevering and continue to pump out new and innovative sets that consist of different animals, or they have a new one this year called Eco Cars, which have come with little plastic chassis that actually roll. So Hey Clay is a really, really high-end air-dried clay product that allows you to build and sculpt and then display a hardened product when you're done. And they differentiate themselves with just super clean, gorgeous packaging and a really slick app that teaches you how to build the items you know, step by step by step, if you choose to. My kids prefer to sort of go at it haphazardly, but the app is there if you like, and you can replicate exactly what's on the box.
Super cute, super open-ended. I love it. And we're going to finish on one of the favorites of the show, Foosbots. Tell us about that new product. I think just fantastic.
Yeah, I think Foosbots could possibly be best described with the sound.
There we go. Listen to that, guys.
So Foosbots has taken the bot off of the pole in a foosball table. It's so now you're looking at a little figure whose arms you can pinch, and when you pinch him, he has a spring-loaded ratchet mechanism that kicks the, you know, sort of the feet of the foosbot, and it's sort of a handheld tabletop foosball experience in your home.
Fantastic. And I have the feeling that the word fidget came up more than once when you were pitching that item. Is that right?
It did. So I guess the fidget craze isn't quite over just yet. Everybody's always looking for something that they can handle and, you know, hold on to, and this is definitely something fun for that purpose.
Fantastic. All right, show me something new that I haven't seen that you're excited about at the show.
All right, let's see. Let's talk about Make That Most Magnificent Thing. So this is a open-ended creative play game based on the book The Most Magnificent Thing by Ashley Spires. If you haven't read this book, you should really check it out, especially if you have children that are in the sort of 5 to 6 year old range. It's a wonderful story about a girl who's trying to get this magnificent thing out of her head and into prototype form. It is really what we do here in the toy industry. And then in the game, you pull a card and you set a 2 minute timer, and there's all these different cutout cardboard components, wheels and ladders and wrenches, and it's completely open-ended, and everybody's building the invention that's on the card. So, for example, I'm going to grab the top card. It says Marvelous Gadget. That's a little open-ended. This one, Coolest Playground Ride. So it's items like that. You build the item, but the part that's really magical is that then everybody goes around the table and describes what their invention is and how it works. And what's very funny is that adults and kids play this very differently. Adults, if it's a, you know, a rocket ship, adult is looking for you know, boosters and wings, whereas a kid's grabbing this ice cream cone and you know, this headlight and making the booster out of their imagination. It's really uninhibited and wonderful to watch.
I feel like this is toy industry in a box. I feel this in a real way, right?
Right.
This
is the future professional inventors of our industry are buying this game today.
Well, this is great. Guys, Make That Most Magnificent Thing. And Adam, you have made magnificent things here today. Thanks for taking the time to show us some great, great product. Fat Brain Toys, guys, reach out, take a look. Really, really great stuff.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate the opportunity to chat.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Adam. I'm standing here at Astra Columbus 2023 with Karen Herman. I'm looking at Handcrafts, beautiful, beautiful DIY miniature houses and displays. I have seen these in specialty stores across the country. They are absolutely beautiful. They're intricate, they're tiny, and they make wonderful, wonderful displays. And I wanted to know more about it. So Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Phil. Thank you. So our products are do-it-yourself miniatures that any person can, like, just cut, glue, put things together. They're all very detailed little pieces that you have to just follow, like the step-by-step instructions, and all the pieces are included except the scissors, but like the glue, the wires, the little lamps, the little lights, the little grass, you just have to follow all the instructions, and as long as a person does that, then it's easy. And some of these miniatures, then they do take like 20 plus hours. It does take a long time, but at the end it is very satisfying, and you can show it off to your friends and family, display it on your bookshelf, and
well, 20 hours, you get your money's worth out of it. I'm going to try to describe this, guys. We're talking about tiny little books on a tiny bookshelf, and the books are less than an inch tall. I'm looking at a radio that's about the size of my fingernail, and inside Simon's Coffee Shop is actual little LED bulbs that are lighting up the barista stand. It's just wonderful. What are your customers saying about this? Why do your customers come back for more and more? This speaks to the very heart of me. I love miniatures. I love kind of little worlds. So this is just so good.
Yeah, I mean, they really like, some of them, like, they're plant people, they're coffee people, and they're like cat people. So they just love making all of these little things, just because it's very personalized. Like, it's, and you could actually customize it if you wanted to. Like, if you take that next step further, then you could like draw on it, like paint it a different color. And so they really love that you could do all of that, and they love working together. Like, maybe like a mom would like to work with their child, and like, I know it's like a 14 plus project, but it's like some, like the youngsters, like they would do it with their parents, and
a little parental supervision goes a long way.
Exactly.
and kids can just explore their imagination.
Exactly.
And you're talking about really high quality materials. So I see some really wood elements in here, some wire elements in here, and just really beautiful colors, well thought out. Like, I want to live in some of these environments, right? I want to vacation in the pink cafe down here. It's just fantastic.
We also do have our book nooks that you could put like right in between your bookshelf. So that, like how you said, it like it's your own little world, but these book nooks can be like, it transforms like that bookshelf into a whole Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes.
Thing. Like, you kind of just see your bookshelf turn into a extra world.
And what a great conversation piece. People come into your house, they're looking at your bookshelf, and there's, you know, the magic house and the alleyway that kind of goes back, and all of the detail, or the flower garden here. It's just beautiful. What are you excited about? What's new this year? And we'll wrap up on that question.
Yeah, so I'm just excited to be here to meet all these customers, and
yes.
I'm just excited that everyone loves our products, and it's a very different puzzle, like just a complicated puzzle, but it's just nice to see all the feedback.
Well,
and all the,
I love that you didn't underestimate your customer. It is complex.
Yes.
It is challenging, but what I find is that people love a good challenge, and kids love a good challenge, especially.
Exactly. It's very surprising when the kids, like, they love it.
Yeah, 20 hours is not a long time for a kid to really be focused on something that they love. So thank you for taking the time and sharing. How can people reach out and find more about your product?
Well, we do have an Instagram, and we do have a TikTok, but we also have our website, and like they could always check us out there too.
Fantastic. And what is the website name?
It's just handscraft.com.
Handscraft.com, guys, check it out. Thank you, Karen, for the time. It's super,
so
super exciting. Thank you. This is great. All right, I'm standing here with Julianne Amason at the Phantasma Toys and Phantasma Magic booth. I wanted to stop in because your booth is beautiful. You've got some really, really great products, and I want to find more out about Jigpetto Action Puzzles Multiverse of Magic set for Marvel and all of your great lines. So take it
absolutely.
Away. Let's do this.
So with our Jigpetto Multiverse of Magic sets, they're both licensed under the Marvel license through Disney. and we were lucky enough to introduce them to our action puzzle, which is a 428-piece puzzle, 400 jigsaw pieces that comes put together on the backer board. So once you put together the pieces, you clip on the frame on the, along the outside, and then 28 pieces of the character go on top. You turn the crank.
Oh, my word.
And the puzzle comes to life.
Oh, my word. Guys, I'm going to describe what I'm seeing here. So I've got a beautiful comic book image of the Avengers, Captain America, front and center in 3D. I'm turning a crank that is the Avengers A in a circle, and Captain America is running up and down, and he's pumping his fists. He's moving his shield. The puzzle is alive. This is so, so cool. Tell me about your book packaging over here, the magic set.
So the magic set is it's five magic components, each characterized to the character. So we have Black Panther, Doctor Strange, and Spider-Man. And it's a beautiful collectible book that opens up to a clear blister showing the five components. Also included is a book of secrets with instructions on how to do over 100 tricks. So Doctor Strange takes his Avengers through the multiverse of magic, teaching them his tricks, which then in turn go to the purchaser of the set so they can learn the tricks.
Amazing. So taking magic, a magic item, porting it into the Marvel Universe, using the Marvel license. And this book,
absolutely,
guys, this book looks like something that would be on Doctor Strange's shelf. It looks ancient. It looks mysterious. And what a great couple of sets. So Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, magic tricks. If your kid loves Marvel, if your kid loves magic, or maybe he just loves one of those things, mm-hmm, and you want to get him introduced to the other, what a great way to do it. And I'm a sucker for slime, so we've got to talk about quantum slime.
Yes,
in the Spider-Man container.
Our quantum slime, it comes in a PDQ of 12. You get 5 Miles, 4 Spider-Man, and 3 Spider-Gwen. The slime is not sticky. It smells like cherry, vanilla, or lavender. It comes with 3 glow-in-the-dark spiders and a collectible charm.
Oh, my word. I love it.
It's a stretchy, clear slime.
That's the way slime should be. This is carpet friendly.
Yes.
That's
so great. And the spiders inside are glow-in-the-dark.
Glow-in-the-dark. So put them in the slime, expose it to light, they're going to glow and glow. That's great. Julianne, anything else you'd like to show me? Anything new?
Yeah, I'd love to show you our card guards. This is a collectible item as well with the Marvel license. So this is for the magician. This is for a card collector. This is for a kid getting into cardistry. It's a set of imported paper from Europe cards that casino quality in a beautiful deck that, you know, for those that can't see it, it's foil stamped. It's absolutely gorgeous. The card guard, it protects your deck. It has an enamel sticker on the back and front with stamped, and it includes a magic trick in itself. And the cards also come with a book of secrets that includes 25 tricks.
I love it. Yeah, it looks like a brick of metal, the packaging. It's just really, really beautiful. And I love the art. Marvel has a ton of art to choose from for licensors.
Yes.
And the art that you've chosen is absolutely, it's beautiful. It's kid-friendly, but it's also collector-friendly. Mm-hmm. So well done. Just a fantastic line.
A little tidbit on that is the artists in the Multiverse of Magic sets and the card guards, every single card is an Alex Ross piece of art. And it just absolutely beautiful. It's for a collector of Marvel, it's something that they'll want to cherish. They won't want to use the cards or that.
That's right. Let's frame these.
Yes.
If you know Alex Ross and you know Marvel, you're going to want to pick these up, guys. Very, very beautiful. Where can people find out more?
You can find out more at phantasmamagic.com.
phantasmamagic.com. Julianne, thanks for taking the time.
No problem.
This is fantastic.
Have a great day.
Thank you. All right, guys, I'm standing here with one of my favorite game people, Chrissy Fagerholt. She has an excellent booth, EAP Toys and Games. Super excited to be here. We've seen each other finally in person.
I know.
And we're looking at our games.
It's amazing.
How's the show going?
The show is good.
Good.
Yes,
good.
It's a trade show, so you have your ups and your downs.
That's right.
So.
And you've produced some really nice LinkedIn posts warming people up to the realities of trade shows. I love that.
Yes.
From packing to standing to waiting to if you're a buyer versus if you're a presenter.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some games, Chrissy.
Okay, perfect.
We've got the lunchroom game. We've got my favorite little tater tot here.
Yes.
Tell the folks.
Okay, so the lunchroom game is my lighthearted strategy, a little bit of luck, and of course the anticipation and an action feature with Mr. Tot. So when you draw the food fight card, you have to yell food fight, and everyone's fighting over for the top because there's always one less tot than there are players. But then your ultimate goal is to be the first player to fill your lunch tray because your lunch tray is your game board.
I love this. And I picked up the tray, and I had flashbacks to middle school.
Oh, yeah.
And I immediately put it down. But it was fun. It was fun flashback. It was good times. It's a little nerve-wracking. Like, you don't want to spill your food in the middle of the lunchroom.
Yep. And then, of course, you have all your cast of characters that are either helping or hurting your chances. Like the mean girls, the bully, the lunch lady, the janitor. Yeah.
And I love the sketchbook design on your packaging. It's super unique, super cute.
Yes.
Of course, you're throwing bologna at each other.
Well,
it's just a lot of fun.
Of course, because sometimes we know people better than they know themselves, so you want to call them out on that. So the ultimate goal of this game is to have the players ask a question. We're all based on real life, because real life is funnier than you give it credit for, so you don't have to try. So you ask the question, everyone else has to answer it, and the questions move up in from a little bit lighthearted, and once you get to round five, they're a little bit more interpersonal, but nothing too serious, because it is a game after all. I don't want it to be like a therapy session. And then there's like the prove it feature, which if you're asked a question, or if you ask a question, we have to either prove the action or prove that you know or not know the answer. And then the bologna. Yeah, toss the bologna.
Stay fantastic. Great game. Lots of fun. And I want to talk about this beautiful baby over here. Gold foil packaging, money on the table.
Yeah.
This looks like a casino broke out all over your booth.
Yes.
And it's just fantastic. Go big or go broke. New game from EAP.
Yes. I mean, and of course, you have your hand in this, Phil. You are a great help making this. I mean, we're getting so much attention and love for the packaging, but the gold foil, it just pops on the shelf. And then it's just a really simple game. So it's a lighthearted betting game where you're trying to do maximum effort on simple actions, and then you bet one of your big bucks. There's things like, you know, doing an impression of Chewbacca. There's rock, paper, scissors, giving a yeehaw. So it's physical, it's verbal, it's silly, it's super fun.
Excellent. So we're going to do this. This is a very audio-friendly game, so we're going to do our best Chewbaccas. Does that sound good? And I'm not good at Chewbacca, so I'll go first. Well, then this is going to be fantastic then.
Oh,
all right, are you ready?
Okay.
I'll go first. Ready? And this is my Chewbacca. How'd I do?
Phil, that is way better than me. I sound like a goat.
Perfect. Let's hear it.
Wait, okay.
Let's hear it.
Hold on. Now I got to get him in my head. Now you just put a voice in my head. Okay.
Yes. Yes, you are the winner. Guys, go big or go broke. This is a super fun game. It was absolutely a pleasure working with you on it, collaborating, and just great things. Blessings to you. Such a good booth.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We'll talk soon.
All right, awesome.
Bye. All right, I'm standing here with Jan Marie Zalwitz. We're at the Tangle booth. Jan, Tangle is an absolute staple at specialty stores. I see it everywhere in specialty, Learning Expresses and stores across the country. Parents and kids love your product. And you've just taken the Tangle word and you've turned it into this great product line. Tell me how the show's going.
The show is going great. There's so much energy. It's always so nice to connect with our customers and the reps and to see everyone again after such a long time.
It's been a while, right?
Refreshing. Yes.
So good to be back in face-to-face.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it.
No, there really isn't. The energy that you get to walk around and see your old friends. Boy, I really miss it.
Yes.
I'm glad to be back. Tell me about your new products. Let's start there.
Let's start here. New for Tangle for holiday is what's called the Tangle Furry.
Ooh.
It's plush meets Tangle. It's comforting, it's cute, it's collectible, it's wearable, and super adorable.
Super adorable. Guys, I'm going to describe what I'm looking at here. Super soft plush covering. Posable plush, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Covering the classic Tangle bracelet, the fidgetable Tangle necklaces, and we've got just a cute plush take on this. These are absolutely adorable and customers giving them a big thumbs up?
Yes, absolutely. They're very excited about it, and as are we. We've yet to finalize the cast of characters for the launch, but I can guarantee they're going to be extra cute.
And I'm looking at our Glow sports line,
absolutely.
Night Ball. This is, like I said, an absolute staple at Specialty.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful colors, beautiful packaging.
Yeah.
Tell me about this line.
So Night Ball is actually celebrating its 10-year anniversary this year.
Congratulations.
We started with the Matrix football. And, you know, you name the sport and we'll find a way to light it up.
That's right.
Yes.
And super durable.
Exactly.
Super durable, weighted really nicely so they throw really well. We have a bunch of these in our home.
Very
so
cool.
Thanks for that.
I'll show you what's new in Nightball.
Absolutely.
Fastest growing sport in America, pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yep.
Let's do it.
So we have found a way to light it up, as we do. It's going to be rechargeable batteries. It's lit all around the side of the paddle. We're going to do one paddle, one ball for $15 cost.
Perfect.
Two paddles, three balls for $25.
Perfect. And yeah, this lights up around the edge. It's a very high quality pickleball paddle. Very, very beautiful. Lights up. So now you can do pickleball at night.
Yes.
Which is just a blast. Looks like you can buy the balls separately, the Night Balls minis.
Yes, these guys are going to be what's known as a dribbler. This is probably our best, this is going to be a new product for us. It's probably the best, most bouncy ball. It's 350, great size. The light is suspended in the middle in a very cool way. And we're very excited about the launch of this guy.
Very exciting.
Quick,
all right.
Quick impulse item.
Yeah, yeah. Great display. Mm-hmm. Countertop display. Folks can just pull one off, add it to their cart,
absolutely.
And off they go. Show me one more product that you're excited about.
So this year, in 2023, we began distribution of Top Secret Toys for Specialty.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if you're familiar with Top Secret Toys.
Yes.
They are a 30-plus-year-old family-owned and operated brand just like we are. The inventors are a staple in the toy industry, and you know, they love to do you know what they know best, and that's to innovate and invent toys. And so they left Specialty distribution to us.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
we've got
so
GigaPets over here.
Exactly. This is the original digital pet that you take care of and help grow and feed. And you know, the nostalgia is strong with this one. It's been a great item for us, and it's known and beloved by many. One of their items is dissected.
Yes.
Synthetic dissected kits. So it's very accurate. The manual is true. It is a great way to learn about these animals. And there's two refill packs in each one, so the play is, you know, never done.
I love these because my kids are so curious about what happens inside a piranha or a frog or a bat.
Mm-hmm.
But they're animal lovers, and they can't stand the idea of actually looking into a real frog. And so this gives them that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Without the emotional, you know, heartache of animal damage.
No,
so,
animals harmed in these guys.
These are just great. Well, thank you so much
You're
for spending
welcome.
Some time
Absolutely.
With us today. This is exciting. How can people go find out more website?
Yes, you can always check out our website, tanglecreations.com. Top Secret has their own website, too, topsecrettoys.com. And you can find us anywhere.
Great. Well, Jan, thank you so much for coming on and taking the
Absolutely.
Time. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Bill. Take care.
All right, I'm standing here with Dan Hakim. I saw this, Dan, at the game event early in the show, It Coins. You're throwing these little magnetic discs. They're sticking. They're super shiny. They're super collectible. And I said, I've got to know more about this. Dan, how you doing? How's the show going? And tell us about your product.
Hey, Phil. Doing great. I appreciate you stopping by. And yes, It Coins is our hottest new item. It's a very Pog-esque magnetic battle coin. It can be played as table darts, and of course, they're very collectible. We sell them in blind packs, and they are getting hot as we speak.
They are. I've seen these in some of the Learning Expresses around me. Little flat discs, like I said, very shiny, multiple designs. Like, how many designs are we talking about here in the collection right
you
now?
You know, Series A has about 50 different designs. Of course, we have Series B and Series C coming out soon, but That's the number we have right now for Series A, and we anticipate many more in the future.
I believe that magnets are magic. I know the kids love them, and they love tossing magnets and having them stick. So it's darts, it's magnets, it's got a lot going on. What else you got going in the booth?
Well, we just opened MOVE, our outdoor division, which features a kids' soccer net for practice, an indoor basketball net. And, of course, our hottest item this year, our kids' pickleball set.
Pickleball is ascendant. It is really, really picking up steam. And these are beautiful, very durable. This is very – I would use this soccer net for sure. Throw this in the back of the minivan, pop it out when we need to use it, and we're good to go. There it is. Wraps up.
Everything wraps up into a small carryable package for the beach or the park. And it's been really taking off for us at this Astro, which has been a huge success for Watch It Too.
Beautiful stuff. Made for kids, but it looks very durable, very professional. Really, really good stuff. And then Watch It Too back here. Tell me about this.
Well, 8 years ago when we started the company, all we had were slap watches. So as you can see here, our bread and butter product for years and years have been our slap watches. We'll continue to make new designs every season because we do have a following of people that collect these watches. So... that is the story behind the name Watchitude, and we've since obviously branched out to many other things, but our base is different types of kids' watches.
Beautiful stuff, beautiful designs. Dan, how can people reach out, find out more, and get on board with ItCoins? Because I think you've really got something here.
Well, we have a big social media following at ItCoins, at ItCoins, or you can go to ItCoins.com with a Z and find out more about that, and to see about the MOVE and the watches, you can go to watchitude.com or our portal, wholesale.watchitude.com, and get all the details there.
Excellent. Dan, check it out, guys. This is up and coming. I see it. Magnets and darts. Here we go.
Thanks, Phil.
Dan. Thanks
Take
for coming
care.
On.
Have
great.
A great day, Phil.
You too. See ya. All right. I'm standing here with Eric Child. I'm looking at my childhood. Eric, two blocks. These yellow pipes, very durable, colorful connectors, the C-clips with the prong in the middle. I built these for hours and hours and hours in my basement as a kid. You can make a car that you can ride in. I just loved this product as a kid, and I'm excited that you're bringing it back. Tell me about the product. Tell me about the inspiration behind it.
Yeah, so the inspiration was from the 80s. There was a product called Omegles that was in the 80s that a lot of people are familiar with.
Yep.
Very similar. And a lot of us grew up with it. And it disappeared in the 90s. And we really wanted to bring it back because we thought it was a great item. And we thought that a lot of people would have a little bit of nostalgia around it. And so we brought it back. So, yeah, it's a kit full of tubes and connectors and wheels and platforms. And it lets kids be creative and build anything that they can imagine.
That's right. These big roto-molded wheels, part of my memory is just how durable they were. And then these orange plates snap in place, hold your weight. You can sit inside the car, roll yourself around. It's just great open-ended play, fun, and kids can create anything that they want. Tell us about bringing this back. Were there molds that you had to revise or review? Did you build it fresh from new? I mean, obviously pricing is very different, but I'd love to get the inside scoop on bringing a product like this back from the 80s.
Yeah. What we did is we looked for factories in China that had a little bit of experience with this product from years ago.
Yes.
And we actually found some that had some of that experience and still had some of the mold pieces and so forth.
Yeah.
A lot of it still had to be created from scratch.
Sure.
And a lot of molds had to be, redone. But it wasn't that actually hard to find, the factories that had some experience in this.
Good.
And bring it back to the market. And like I said, there's a lot of people that remember it. And so when we started marketing, a lot of people, were like, oh, I remember this.
I know this.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the key component to this whole design, I'm looking at this little C-clip and then this little prong that sticks out of the middle of the C that holds everything together. And even as a kid, I realized that this was innovative. This was going to keep the pipes from coming undone. And so I just, that's such an iconic shape and feel to me right now. It's so important to the line. Really, really great stuff. Eric, how can people find out more about the product and buy?
So they can go to tubelox.com. That's TUBELOX.com. And we have offers, special offers going on all the time. And hopefully they can get this back into their lives.
Yeah, guys, check it out. Eric, thanks for bringing back some good memories, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to the Power Kid podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Leave 5 stars and a written review, as this helps us connect with more listeners just like you. Once you're subscribed, you'll be able to check out the other shows from Adventure Media and Events. And a big thank you to them. They are the publishers of the Toy Book, the Toy Insider, and the Pop Insider. We've got you covered on all toy industry news and events. This show is produced by Power Kid Design and Development. We are a full-service toy and game development studio serving the industry for more than 20 years. We provide illustration, branding, packaging, sculpting, prototyping, consulting, and much more. Check out PowerKidDesign.com or email me at Phil@PowerKidDesign.com. Now go out and make something great, and remember, you are creative because you were created. God bless, and I'll see you next episode.
Boss, 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 I need your help. It's these kids. They're always on their phones. They ignore the family at dinner time. They don't talk to nobody.
Fidget about it.
My daughter's birthday's coming up. I have no idea what she likes or what to get her.
Fidget about it.
I know, forget about it. But my wife's at her wit's end. She says we have to create some family fun time.
Forget about it.
I know. Forget about it.
No. Not forget about it. Fidget about it. The family game.
Oh!
Hey,
do you like to fidget? Do you love to play games? You're gonna love Fidget About It. You click the orbs quickly, solve the puzzles that are revealed on the cards. Are you ready for the dice roll challenges? Solve the most puzzles, collect the most points, and you win.
Yeah. An offer you can't refuse.